Radio's Scott.
Yes, Scott.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Author and architect Anthony Lawler is live here on CBS Sky Radio today talking with CJ about his book, 24 Patterns of Wisdom. I'm Cassandra from CBS Sky Radio, and I'm here with CJ today and our guest, Anthony Lawler.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Thank you, Cassandra. So we're talking about Anthony Lawler's book, and he says in his book that you can use this to encounter challenges. When you encounter challenges, to use this book to comfort you. And if you need, when you're reaching those periods of inspiration, that you can read this book and it will honor your human journey. So it pretty much is a book that you can use throughout your whole life. And it's interesting. Welcome back, Anthony. So I was thinking of this book today. I used it today like a tarot card, where I flipped and I said, tell me intuition, which page best describes my life? And you know what? It was completely accurate, I have to say.
Which pattern came up?
Again, it's the fluid web.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was interesting. And I have to tell you another thing. You have a chapter called self-awareness, and the idea is to kind of co-create, and what I got from the idea of the book for me was that it's co-creating with the universe and using your intuition to guide you through your path. And so what I did is I thought, well, let's literally use my intuition as a navigational tool. And this is kind of either stupid or brilliant, but I was driving to a place that would normally take me 20 minutes, and I was already 5 minutes late. And I said, well, but if my intuition is a smart guide, I'm going to navigate with my intuition to get to this next place. And so I literally was driving my car, and I'd get to a juncture, and I'd say, should I take a right or left here? And I would just follow whatever my intuition told me. And my mind was involved because I knew, like, I needed to get, go northeast. But I use my intuition as a guide to go down paths that roads that I would never have gone down, because I thought I had the smartest path mapped out based on the traffic lights and the amount of time in each traffic light and a MapQuest map. And I got to this place 5 minutes earlier. So it took me, instead of 20 minutes, it took me 10 minutes, which
wow.
To me, that was a great testament to this. And I don't know if this is what you intended with this chapter of self-awareness, where it's co-creating with the universe and using your intuition. But I've got to tell you, it's changed the way that I'm literally driving and navigating through life.
Well, that's wonderful, because then you're entering in not as this distinction with your environment, but just as a wave within your environment, moving within itself. And it can then respond to the wisdom and knowledge that's already organizing everything. And so you're just tapping into that. That's wonderful.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy, but I have to say it works. And I would never have even thought about navigating through the world had it been not through your visual depiction and just the idea of, reading the chapter. So it was a hugely a pivotal experience for me. So thank you. I was reading your blog, and I noticed that your mother has died this year, or I'm not sure when she
died. Just about a month ago, a little more than a month ago.
Yeah. How has this book helped you navigate what I imagine? My dad died many years ago, but it was probably the most painful period of my life. How has your own book help you navigate?
Well, what it allowed me to do was both experience the depth of the transition and at the same time have a perspective on it, mm-hmm, that kept me a little bit free of it, but that freedom allowed me to experience it more deeply. And so the particular pattern that embodies this for me is the flood. So no matter how much knowledge, wisdom, money, health, goodness we have, there's some points in life that just are like a flood that wash through our lives. It could be a financial situation, a health situation, and the transition into death is something that is as natural to life as birth, something we all have to face, and yet it still washes over our life when it happens. And so it just helped me to kind of know that, first of all, things will change. Whatever my feelings were at the moment of loss or grief, that was an important experience to feel, and yet it was a passing experience, that things would get back to their lively, positive, happy experience again. Mm-hmm. And knowing these different patterns, that life goes through these patterns, I could savor the passage through this pattern.
Mm. So in that way, just knowing, so in the flood, knowing that this flood was happening to you, I'm trying to go to the chapter in the book, but knowing that that flood was happening allowed you to just go lean into it, or how?
Yeah, lean into it and then move into the next pattern, which is surrender.
Mm.
And surrender not in the sense of being a victim, but willingly participating in the flow of life and that flood that comes along. And saying, thy will be done. This is mm-hmm. natural. And to know that by surrendering to what was happening, that it wasn't a defeat, but it was an opening to greater depth of wisdom and experience and connection to life. Mm-hmm. And so beyond the intellectual, my thoughts about the situation of my mother passing, I could sense these deep currents shifting in my life, that my relationship with the world is very different now, because that reference point in my constellation of experience of life is different. So it allowed me to experience these things more deeply and more profoundly, and at the same time getting the overall picture and not being caught up by any momentary situation.
Mm-hmm. How did you, in what way did it shift the currents for you? I mean, how, are there specific ways in which you act or found yourself behaving in different ways, or how, in what way did they manifest in your life?
Well, I would say it just reminded me that it's now or never in terms of my own life, that life is impermanent, but I want to, what wants to be through me, what is calling me to become. Now is the time more than ever to give consent to that and not resist it and not dismiss it and not doubt it. And even when doubts come, I feel a greater depth of connectedness with my true soul purpose and who I really am. And so, and also kind of my mother was my last surviving parent, so it kind of connects me now to more as the world is my family. And getting beyond the limits of just my biological family and acknowledging my soul family of my friends and every human being in the world. And also that sense, that experience that everybody goes through this, so it deepened my sense of humanity and compassion and connectedness to other people.
Beautiful. I when you said that, I literally got chills all over, because because my dad has died, and I have a fear that runs through me about, oh my gosh, my mom dies, I won't have any, you know, direct family anymore. But the idea of the world being your family and having a deeper connection to humanity, what a beautiful learning that you could only get if this happened, right?
Absolutely. You know, you can think about it and intellectualize about it, but for it to really feel it in your bone and in your soul, this has to happen. And that's how I see these changes. And one of the things about these patterns is life is not just kicking us from change to change. It's peeling away our limitations so we can see beyond the forms that limit our perception and reveal that consciousness and that spirit that is shining through those forms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand, because you started off the segment by saying that it allowed you to go deeper and gave you freedom to really deeply experience whatever was about to happen. But if you're fighting it because you have perceptions about death or being all alone, all those things could be incredibly limiting. But instead, you leaned into it, and because of the pattern, you knew what was happening. And so you could just go into it and find the kind of beauty that it that exists in all deaths, right? That it's so hard for us to see because we're in our minds, you know? Beautiful.
Yes, and it allows us to trust life more deeply when we see that this wisdom that's guiding life on a deeper level, even when we don't understand it and even when it seems confusing.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
still shaping our life. If we look over the whole journey of our life, there's an amazing guidance there that, that we're not aware of most of the time.
Yeah, and I think the key thing that you said is the word trust, right? Because you have to fundamentally trust that it's there. So even though it feels crappy, I'm sad, I'm crying every 2 seconds, that was my life experience when my dad died, there is a fundamental, at that time I didn't, but I think when my mom passes, I will have a trust that there is something profound happening and deep, but that I think you have to trust that this is happening for a good reason. I don't understand it. And to say, I don't understand it, and it doesn't matter if I understand it, I'm just going to go into it anyways. Anyways, I really thank you for your book, 24 Patterns of Wisdom, Navigating the Challenges and Awakenings of the Human Journey, Anthony Lawler. And you can go to his blog that you can find at Anthony Lawler, LAWLOR.com. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks, CJ. It was just fantastic speaking with you.
Yeah, it's just it's wonderful. I think I could talk to you for years upon years. All right. In our next segment, we're going to talk to author Karen Noe about her book, Through the Eyes of Another. And folks online, make sure to friend us on the Fired Up with CJ Facebook page and get a schedule of upcoming shows, articles, and coaching tips. Thanks again so much.
Thank you.